The following clip describes the education system at the time of the foundation of the new town. It includes an interview with the first headmaster of Mark Hall School.
Mark Hall was the first senior school to be built, and all seven of our children went to Mark Hall. The facilities there were absolutely marvellous. There was opportunity for those who wanted it, and those that wanted it got it. At Mark Hall, they had a choice. They was given every encouragement to exert themselves, to tell the teachers what they wanted out of life, and then they helped to get what they wanted out of life. This is what I found at Mark Hall. I think it's great.
Interview with Mr. G. Palmer, CBE, first headmaster of Mark Hall School.
We took the secondary pupils from the existing schools in Harlow, that's Foban and Barnard, Churchgate and Potter Street, and we also took children from Shearing, Parndon and Royden. And we also, of course, in that September, took the fourth years from the existing primary schools, Taney's Dell and the Spinney. We thought it would be a great opportunity and that it would combine a technical and secondary modern education. The policy of the Education Committee at that time was to build and set up a technical modern school to be followed in the next year by a grammar modern school, that's Netswell, and then the next year by another technical modern, and so on until there were six. And in that way, the technical moderns and the grammar moderns would together provide a comprehensive education. When we'd been open 9 years, we had a full inspection, and Her Majesty's inspectors advised that it should be renamed and called a comprehensive school. When we had a full inspection, in 1963, I thought that the last words of that report were the greatest praise that the school could have. It said, "The school is a thriving community," and that is what I'd always tried to make it. We had between 700 and 800 applications for jobs, and I interviewed just over 200. The great attraction was that the advertisement carried a notice to say that housing was available to rent or purchase. So we got a tremendous number of applications, particularly from young married men with families. But it did mean that we did have a tremendous choice in staff. And one of the policies which I pursued in appointing the staff was to see that the staff who were appointed came from different kinds of schools. We had the whole gamut, and that meant that when we opened, we had an excellent staff. It was certainly interesting, the fact that there were so many builders in all directions. The East Block was completely out of action. We could only use the East Hall. We could only use the girls' gym. None of the workshops were ready. The headmaster had a desk at the end of the corridor. The staff lived in the science prep room. The secretary lived in the broom cupboard. That made life interesting. The discipline was very firm indeed in the early years. Children required really two things. They didn't need instruction so much as they needed a sense of security, affection. So the discipline was old-fashioned. You see, when the school was opened, the school leaving age was 15, and we had only 4 years. Then, as time went on, the school leaving age was raised to 16, and from those pupils who'd already taken their GCE, we were able to develop a sixth form.
Now, please press the other button to hear more about the more recent history of Harlow and its creation as a new town.